We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a legacy game.
This is Juan Toscano-Anderson, and you are listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Matt Stein, Matt Starrell, the Guru Johnson, coming to you from the Keysar Pub.
They got people
770
here.
770 Stanley Street. We already got a big crowd here. So get this. We already had Rob from the city coming in here. Orlando,
incredible.
Redmond. We got Jacob in the house. Michael Leslie
Chris.
Showing up here. Who else we got?
Chris. Yeah, just came up to us.
Huh?
Adam and Paul
are in the house.
They want you to have let's just put the wings on the table, which have been.
Right.
I grab one, but you're working, you're keyboarding, you're being professional, and I let you down. Well, I should have just waited, but I couldn't.
See, here's one of the reasons why I will be and am a great pitch man.
Right.
So for the last couple of days, I've been telling people, we're going to do the show on Thursday from the Keysar Pub. I swear to God, I had a conversation like that in the city a couple times and in the East Bay.
Yeah.
Like, the immediate response is, I got the best wings in the city.
There it is.
I swear to God. It's
we
like,
got a few of them.
I'm not kidding you. Like, every... Yeah. It's like conventional wisdom.
If we could do like, and I love the people and I love talking to you, a line change, shout out to NHL, I would do a line change and be sitting somewhere, you know, having a few. But we'll get to them.
I still got to mess with my keyboard.
Yeah, they look good.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
by the way, I shouldn't have mentioned Michael Leslie's name.
Why?
So I'll tell you why. Because he used to work for the Warriors and now he doesn't. But he was, and he left there on good terms.
Yeah.
Right? You left there on good terms.
Yeah.
You left there on good terms. Okay, good. He's wearing two rings.
I saw
he's wearing
it.
Like, and they're legit. They're not the kind you wear for your fantasy league.
Wow, that hurt. But
I was afraid to mention that because
he
people
walked in
come to,
blinging.
I know
those are Warrior rings.
Those were the real deal. Those were the absolute real deal. All right, so let's take a couple calls here on 95.7 The Game. Let's go to Jim. Jim, I don't know where anybody is today. All right, we'll go to Matt.
Our boss, Matt.
No.
Okay. Look.
I don't know. What's going on, Matt? How you doing, man? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from the road. I'm driving from Marin over to the East Bay. So
nice.
I finished working home and kind of get settled in for the game.
Cool.
I want to touch on something that you were talking about, Steiny. I've got a few miles under my tires. In 75, I went to 20 games as a kid. My old man had tickets. And
wow.
So I lived through that entire period after that. Joe Barry Carroll, Chris Washburn. I mean, it was just like, to say they were the worst organization, maybe the Kings, but the Warriors were worse than the Kings, not for as long, but they were just so bad. It was embarrassing.
Yep.
To have them go through this stretch and that following the Niners and the Giants has been, like, as a sports fan, it's like a dream come true.
No doubt.
The fact that it's on the back of who I think is the most selfless and sort of unusual superstar in any sport I can think of. The guy, I'm sure, has a huge ego as far as the game goes, but he's super kind to everyone. He answers questions. He's thoughtful. He's not a jerk. Never been in trouble. And when he had to take a back seat, because someone came in who demanded the ball, and I love KD as a player, but he demands the ball.
Sure.
He didn't even flinch, man. And you just don't see that. So aside from the fact that we've got these titles, and now we're looking, you know, down the home stretch for hopefully number four, we've gotten to do it with one, a homegrown team in large part, and two, a superstar who is the anomaly in today's sports.
Yeah.
So as a fan, this has just been a fantastic experience.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I'm glad you called, Matt, and said that.
75, Stani.
Because, you know, like I said, I've been around for, you know, the last 25-ish of this.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes when you're so close to it, you don't realize it. But, yeah, then you take a step back and you think to yourself, I mean, this franchise was
go ahead, man.
So bad. And you know what? Here's the other thing. They had the 12-year dry spell. From 95 to 2007. But it's not like before 95 they were ripping off playoff seasons. So I'm looking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They went to the finals in 75. Then they lost in the postseason the next 2 years. They went 9 years after that without making the playoffs. Then they went to the playoffs and won a round. Didn't make the playoffs. Made the playoffs. Didn't make the playoffs. Made it a couple years. And then they had another drought. So
it ain't been all good in the hood.
No, no. I wonder if it's crazy to think, but I got to believe there's not one single Warrior fan out there who've been around for, let's say, 30 years since
right.
the 90s.
That's me.
Who would say, you know what, this isn't worth all those bad years. It actually makes those bad years like almost better.
Yeah, no doubt. Can I give you my
Warrior fans, you paid your dues.
Give yourself a round of applause. Yeah, that's the no alcohol. That's the clean version. True story. And I got to give a shout out to my guy, Ronald Tillman, Donnie, James Logan, grew up with me in Union City. His aunt, Doris, worked security at the Coliseum back during George Karl's era when they drafted a young Chris Washburn. Nobody there, basically. So you pay your ticket and then you can sit anywhere.
Right.
We were behind, this scarred me, behind the bench, 10, 11 years old. A young, fresh-faced George Karl told Chris Washburn, game was about over. Get in the game, he had on his warm-up, but no jersey under.
And no, that was a Happy Days episode with Ralph
Mouth. He couldn't go in. We watched that. He didn't have his jersey under. He had the warm-up. Chris, he told him to go in, and he didn't have nothing under. And my friend Ronald, if you're listening, call. Come through. He will verify. And we watched George Karl just the look of disgust, like, and then what happened later with Chris? Things were going on.
Well,
so he would, you know, if the town had got him or whatever. But, man, I saw that with my own two eyes.
Well, it's interesting because I wasn't here at the time, but there's a story, and if anybody's out there that remembers or knows the details of the story, it might have to be an old sports writer or media person, but there's a story, I'm sure Ratto knows it, there's a story where George Karl ripped the locker room doors off Joe Barry Carroll's locker because he was just so upset with him, and then I guess the media came in and they saw this locker was just all torn up, and they were like, "Yeah, George Karl did it." But maybe somebody knows the details of that. But this team's got a long history. This franchise got a long history, and boy, it's gotten a lot better in the last 8 or 10 years. Let's go to Caesar. Caesar is wanting to get on. Hey, Caesar, how you doing, man?
All right. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I always say, don't wait until tomorrow when you can finish it today. So I was thinking 7 games all the time, but you know what? The Warriors need to get it over today, and as soon as the games start, destroy them and get it over.
Thanks for the call. Caesar wants this thing done tonight.
Yeah, I get that, Stoney. And again, there's no way we want them to lose. The world's not ending if there's a game 7 back. Can you imagine Oracle? What's it been around 3 years? And you're about to get a tie, host a game 7? Like, I think of stuff like that. Not wanting them to lose, but
there's no. The more I think about it, there's not one single solitary Warrior fan that would want a game 7.
Okay.
Right? I mean, come on. If you're a fan, get this thing over with.
Anybody in here want a game 7 at home? Wow.
See, there you go.
Too much, different.
Too much stuff can
you're
happen.
Right. No doubt. No doubt, Stoney.
Hey, look who it is. It's Dame. Our man Dame in San Francisco.
What up, D?
Is this What's Dame up, Bonte? Hey, you're a Dame, nobody, my man.
This is Jay.
All right. We're happy. Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Assuming if we do win, after we do win this finals, I want y'all to compare this team to the team, to the Warrior team when we won our first title against the Cavs.
Right.
Which team do you think would win if we played that team?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. I mean, my quick answer would be that team was better just because the core was younger.
Yeah. And I'll they, take they that Draymond over this
They
Draymond.
Had who? Barnes and Iguodala.
Yeah, the Brazilian
We got Wiggins.
Blur. Yeah. Was the Spates?
It's a good comparison. Yeah. I think there's something to be said about those two teams for sure.
Well, I'll tell you this parallel between the two. Nobody except – do I got to say his name? He'll be insufferable. But Stephen A. Smith, to me, is the only one that predicted the Warriors from the beginning to win it all. And he's been quiet. He won't let you forget that. But like that team, they came out of nowhere. And to me, this year, nobody. Hollinger had 39 wins. I had 50. I had him winning 54. So how did that?
This
win?
Number changes every show.
It grows up, but it grows. But nobody had this happening on the precipice of winning number four.
Very few. But Evan was telling me. Stephen A. Smith has incorrectly predicted the finals winner 10 straight years in a row.
I don't like that.
He's eating
now.
Wings.
Yeah, I'm like,
Evan's eating wings.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be
eat. You better be careful.
Something like that.
Something like that. What do you got? Was I right?
11 through 17.
Okay, there we go. All right. With no rants.
We really caught. Easy on those spices, on those wings.
I have one already. I got chucked up on you.
Up over there, huh?
Yeah, Evan.
Yes,
caught him by surprise. Don't worry, Spadoni. We're not going to bring it.
Can I give somebody some love right now?
Depends.
It's an engineer extraordinaire, Tim Jordan, who right now has the ambiance like I'm about to propose to Steiny because it's got that dark lighting, but it ain't too dark. I'm feeling good, man.
All right.
Will you?
Are you done?
Yeah, no, that's
okay.
I'm
so,
spoken for right
and here. Yeah, I was going to do that like kind of a little later, but that's all right. I was going to wait till we had a good show
first. I can't
first,
read your mind. Right.
It's like you're saying, hey, Tim, nice win. We're not even at halftime.
Yeah.
But you do that all the time. Steiny, did you think it was over? Did you think we were going to have a good show at 114? You got to let it play out. So the Boston Celtics have won three straight closeout games.
Wow.
And the Warriors have lost three straight closeout games. So conventional wisdom is if you use that history, we might be going seven. The Warriors always need two games to finish off a series in this playoffs. Denver, remember, 3-0,
got
the 3-1, they put it away. Memphis, same thing, took them two times, and ditto for the Dallas Mavericks. So if the script holds, the Warriors would win this series in seven.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'll say this to that. We already know the Warriors are, I believe, the smartest basketball team in the league. So no shade at Milwaukee, Miami, all the teams that Boston had to overcome. Do you think in a crazy way, because I went and watched the game again, the last game, the fact that Boston started so raggedy, but yet got get back on the road to go up five, just if they stop the film right there, do you think they could use that? Like, it's imperative they get off to a good start today, obviously at home. But the fact that they got off so slow and got the lead before halftime, I'm just wondering, are they in the lab like, guys, you know, it's 48 minutes, we can use that. Yeah, we petered out at the end, ran out of gas, but I'm wondering, will they use that to kind of put something in their fuel to come out like gangbusters today?
I mean, the Boston Celtics have evidence that they can outplay
the
Golden
word.
State Warriors for stretches. I mean, they've done it, and that's the thing about the game. I mean, there have been times in the series where the Warriors have outplayed the Boston Celtics, and there have been times in the series, to my way of thinking, where the Celtics have outplayed the Golden State Warriors. So the Celtics know they can do it. They've got to do it for longer stretches, and we'll see what happens. But I don't think the Boston – I mean, I don't think their confidence is shaken. Like, they haven't been dominated in this series, and they've had some success. So, yeah, I think any pro athlete that's got the mental edge is going to – like, if I'm sitting in the Boston locker room, I'm not saying we're done.
Okay.
I'm saying, look.
Because I got something for you.
I mean, both teams could do it. The Warriors could say this series should be over, and Boston could just say we should be up 3-2.
Yeah.
I mean, but it doesn't matter. They're down 3-2. They got to win two in a row.
We already discussed Steve Kerr, and I was shocked that he said, hey, we're going to close it out in Boston as he addressed his team. But what about yesterday at the podium? What did you make? Any big deal or that's what you're supposed to say? Jaylen Brown, we're not afraid of the Warriors. Like, I thought, like, do you really got
to
voice that?
What are you supposed to say? What are you supposed to say?
We're
going to
go out there and fight, but just to.
We're going
to
go out there and fight, and they might be better than us?
No, don't say that. But I just thought, you know. If I'm the Warriors,
what was the
I'm
exact
like,
quote?
He said, "We're not afraid of them." He gave them love, but he said, "We're not afraid of them."
I tell you what, if we're not afraid of them, is bulletin board material? Well, everything's
that's
bulletin
what I was about.
Board material.
You
I mean,
think
why,
the Celtics?
Why should they be afraid of them? Even if the Warriors win tonight and close the series out in six,
no, that I get.
I mean, to me, saying we're not afraid of them is not disrespect. Because you cannot be afraid of a team and respect them.
But it's so mental, and that's why this last game, Boston blowing that 5-point lead after starting off.
You know what's funny?
Terrible. It's mental now because if I'm, again, you went D3. If I'm shooting today and we start 1-for-10 from three, then the reality is if we don't get on this horse and fix this, it's a wrap, and they're going to be celebrating in our locker room as opposed to having that game in your back pocket knowing you had another game. And that changed your mind frame like the last game we had, game five.
See, my feeling is
none of that
in the NBA, it's like they blow in a 5-point lead. It's like a 5-point lead. That's nothing. That's not even blowing a lead. It's like that's more like an evenly matched game. And like,
but where you came from, down 15, 16, down 12, okay. And then you get you go into the fourth, down one. You should have been up two, but Poole hit that shot.
I mean, the bottom line is the biggest.
That was one you could have had.
Like they had a whole quarter left.
Yeah, and they got bad.
And you know what? See, I can't stand that game.
Yeah.
I can't stand it because I'll tell you why. It's like, okay, and the Golden State Warriors can say, well, hey, we were down 12. I mean, we were up 12 at the end of three quarters in game one, and they came back and beat us by 12. So it's the NBA, the Celtics, and that happens a lot. Celtics came back. They made their run, and what's the old stereotype? Yeah, they got a little tired making that run, and now the Warriors can kind of reestablish.
Mm-hmm.
We got Fred. We got Fred out there. Fred. Oh, we got Word.
Word
in Oakland.
Yeah.
What's going on, Word? 888-957-9570 if you want to jump into the conversation. What's up, man?
What's up, fellas? Hope you're well. I know Goo's doing well. I know y'all both doing well. I wish I could have came out to hang out.
All right.
It's all good.
When the show started, you asked Goo if he thought the Warriors could not.
Hey, Word, we got it. We got to get you back. There's a weird echo.
Like he was in a museum somewhere, huh?
Somewhere else. Who else we got there? We're anybody else?
Oh, okay, got you.
Okay. Yeah. We'll get Word back in a second. I know Word.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah.
And I feel like I know him now because you told me.
Well, he calls
you
out a lot.
Well, on Twitter, what do I do with that?
See, the reason I like Word is because
he calls me out.
He's got a hypocritical meter on him where he doesn't like fans that act one way because their team.
But you got Twitter mad at Word one day. What did he tweet? And you were like, it wasn't over the top, but he had enough of it. He went JD to put it. I'm sick of it. That was and you remember he said, wow, Word was upset. You remember what it was about?
Yeah, I think it was with you.
Yeah, no, this wasn't about me. I was just on the sideline with my popcorn loving I wasn't in it.
All right. Okay, so it looks like the phones are working. Do we have Will in Pleasanton? Will in Pleasanton. What's going on, Will? How you doing?
I'm doing well, guys.
There we go.
Guru, I'm coming to your defense. Steiny.
Uh-oh.
Did you read the article in The Athletic today about the coach for Boston, what he said?
Oh, no.
Take it easy on the refs.
I saw that.
Doesn't matter if it's the first quarter.
That's all.
Get him off.
Yeah, look at it.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, I mean, I thought he had a gripe.
No, he totally did. I was just telling you and the listeners, he's using the tough guy thing too many times for my liking. That's all. And then the team
right.
followed it.
Now you're getting
it got technical left and right.
Hey, Spadone, or Evan, why don't you get that sound queued up from our Chris Broussard interview
what did I miss?
Yesterday? Let me know when you
just
can get that one, Spadone.
Good. Yeah.
I'll just – okay, I'm going to settle it. So 2 days ago, I made a comparison between Wiggins and Rasheed Wallace. And I said, it's got nothing to do with their temperament. It's about them as players.
Okay.
When he was in Portland, Rasheed Wallace, as their best player, you know, just couldn't get over the top. Same with Wiggins in Minnesota. They get into a better situation. Yeah. Rasheed in Detroit flourishes. Wiggins here flourishes. Let's hit the Chris Broussard sound, please, from yesterday.
I don't feel like he wants the responsibility of having to drop
Wiggins
24 points every night. And there have been guys like that. I think Rasheed Wallace was like that. You know, and we watched him in Portland. He was giving you 18 and 9 a night, making a couple all-star teams.
Mm-hmm.
But not quite, you know, it was like something's missing. He doesn't really want to be that guy. And he goes to Detroit where he doesn't have to be that guy. And has a great run there. And they win a championship. And I think Wiggins is the same.
Now, I'm going to tell you why I'm floored. First off, you forgot we got a text from our comrade last night, Whitey Gleason, who texted. He hated that comparison.
He didn't. He was just saying he hated it to get under my skin.
Okay, but I believe he hated it. But I thought you gave Chris, hey, what do you think of this?
No.
That was organic.
Yes.
You had to fall out.
Is that good,
falling
out?
Yeah, fall out. Like, you did say that.
Oh,
like,
dude,
I'm blown away. He
you
said
were there,
it without
but I,
you.
I was going like this.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
The way he said it was kind of different than how you set it up for me.
Nice.
It was like cough syrup to a kid the way you said it.
That's a victory lap.
But it went
lap.
Down easy with that when Chris said it.
That's a victory lap
he
in any league for your boy. And I haven't had many lately.
Right.
So I got to take it.
No,
I got to take it.
Started getting it. Hey, take that lap.
Let's go to Word. We got Word back in Oakland. Hey, man, what's going on?
Well, I was in the stairwell. Sorry. You started the show. You asked Goo if it was fair to say that the Warriors could not have won it this year without Wiggins.
Yes.
Goo immediately said no doubt. In a few years from now, somebody says, well, y'all couldn't have won it without Wiggins. Are you going to be as mad as everybody seems to be at the idea that y'all couldn't have won it without KD? I mean, you're saying the same thing, so why was it so easy to give that up today when we've been fighting the whole KD conversation since he left?
Exactly. And I kind of brought that up yesterday, Word. I was saying, you know, everybody who says, well, KD, that Curry couldn't have won without KD. Okay, well, you know what? Curry couldn't have won it without Wiggins this year either.
But Curry did
and
win
Curry wouldn't
before
have won it.
KD.
Right. Okay, couldn't have won it without Iguodala that year.
Right.
Might not have been able to win it, believe it or not, without Harrison Barnes. The point is Bird couldn't have won it without McCallum Parrish.
Dennis Johnson.
And Magic couldn't have won it without Kareem. And Kareem couldn't have won it without Magic. And all, like, every single team is like that. But, every single team.
Yeah. And I'm not disputing that at all. In Word, I'm not mad. I don't take exception. My point to his point was, when Wiggins came here, he was not looked at like the great savant that Kevin Durant was when he came to town.
Right.
The Warriors, when Kevin Durant in Hampton said he was coming, it was like, when's the parade? We watched
right.
that every night. So Wiggins has gone through a puberty mentally and physically of whatever this culture did for him. Now he's showing the world why he was the number one pick in 14. So I just feel like there was nobody saying Wiggins or defending Wiggins when he came to town. It was like, oh, you got Wiggins. Good luck. Nobody expected this man, you know, this
but
metamorphosis
I think
from him.
Word's point is, for all the people that said Curry needed Durant to win it, that is the lowest of the low-hanging fruit.
I hate it.
Because you could pick random guys on any championship team and say, well, what if they didn't have them? Would they have won it? No, they wouldn't have won it.
Okay.
So we got Brian Scalabrine on the other side. Hey, listen, the Warriors have a chance to close it out tonight. Game 6 tips at 6 o'clock. And that means Warriors Live starts at 4:30. Keep it locked all day. Guru and Steiny from Kezar Pub in San Francisco, 770 Stanion Street. Get on down here for either the show or the game. Have some wings, have some beer, say hello. We'll be back with Brian Scalabrine on the other side.
This is Moses Moody, and you are listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, waiting for Brian Scalabrine. Matt Stein, Matt Starrell, the Guru Johnson, coming to you from the Kezar Pub, 770 Stanion Street.
It's thick in here, too, Steiny. We're gonna, it's thick.
We are going to be here till 3 o'clock, and then we're going to hang out and watch the game here. So if you got any time, come on down, say hello. I have a feeling this might be a pretty, pretty special night. Paul, the mayor of Chase.
Look at
the mayor of Chase Center in the house. He's a guy who makes sure everything runs smoothly at the watch parties. And then we got Osiatin.
Osiatin,
the big O. Now check this out. He's Nigerian. I think Kalena Azubuike was also Nigerian.
Look at him.
So it's Kalena Azubuike. I'm at a bar one time. This is 12 years ago. Someone says, you know what? I like the work you do, but you're pronouncing Kalena's name wrong.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, what do you mean? It's Azubuike. He's like, no, it's Azubuike. Or Azubuike. And I said, really? He's like, yeah, that's the way it is in Nigerian. So I went up to Kalena and I said, you know, a guy came up to me and said I was pronouncing your last name wrong. It should be Azubuike. And he said, it doesn't matter.
Wow. But it was, that's wow.
No, so, and I told, you know, I try to get people's names right.
Remember,
no doubt
people
about
don't, the father's under who cares, but you don't remember this. Our first show was on a Saturday in the old building, and I was like, oh boy. And I was driving, and I said, am I pronouncing your name right on air? And you go, no. I said Steinmetz, right? But well, no way. You know, I was like, you didn't do Kalena. You went, no. I was like, oh, brother.
You were probably saying Steinmetz.
Yeah, it was Mitz. Yeah.
Damon does that also. Damon Bruce says Matt Steinmetz. I let him go. He's a big boy.
D's probably listening.
I was thinking of one other one. We're talking about names or something. I can't remember. But anyway, game six, obviously, tonight, tip-off at 6 o'clock from Boston. Can the Warriors close this thing out? We'll see.
Can we finish something?
Yeah.
All right, you brought up the you can't win it without another, and I totally get that. So my guy Tyshawn just texted me during the break, Jordan couldn't win without Pippen. Yeah. I get that. I've never went against that. But your greater point with the whole KD thing, to me or anybody out there thinking that way was, and why I try to rebuke it is, Steph won with who he won with Klay and Dre before KD.
Right.
Okay, so when somebody says Wiggins picked up the load, which he did, he's been spectacular, what am I missing when I try to say Wiggins wasn't looked at like Durant when Durant came to Golden State?
He wasn't, and he's still not.
Okay, that.
And he's not as good as Kevin Durant.
Okay, gotcha.
But my point is,
you need help no matter who you are.
If you have Kevin Durant, you think he's one of the top five players, and you're going to use Kevin Durant as the player who Steph needed, well, there's no Kevin Durant anymore. In fact, there's a Wiggins who's not as good as Kevin Durant, and Steph couldn't have done it without Wiggins.
No doubt.
The point is you know, you can make a list of four or three to five players probably on every team, every championship team, who take one or two guys off that couldn't have done it.
Totally get that. But where I was going and why I believed it was unfair for the chef was he went to the finals twice and won one without Durant. So how could anybody
fit? We get it. Nobody's got to protect him like that anymore.
I'm not protecting him. Nobody's just hated that notion when it was already proven. Pre-KD.
But you know what? Listen, you can make an argument any way you want. If I wanted to be a hater, I could say, that first title, loving Kyrie were hurt. That title was a joke.
I got you.
Get out of here. You know what I mean? Yeah. And people do that.
Yeah.
And they do that, and you know what? You come up and you go four rings at the end of the day.
Well, three.
I'm saying, projecting. Like, what, are you a pessimist
no,
now?
No,
all of a sudden,
just, you know,
we can't have two pessimists
on the
show.
You guys just assume that you're talking parade. No. Like, I'm getting some of that.
I think it's you're allowed to talk about parade now.
Let's go. You can. I love it.
Let's go to our main man, Carlito, in Alameda. What's up, Carlito? How you doing?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
I'm doing good. I got to say, game six, I want them to take it tonight. Steph Curry is due for a big game. I will be a nervous wreck in game seven, so I don't want a game seven. Guys, I'm jealous. He's our pub. I bet the burgers are good. Enjoy yourself.
Thanks, Carlito. Appreciate it. Steph's due for a good game. He had a bad one last game. You know what Rick Barry says? The great ones do not play two bad games in a row.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and if there is anything, shout out Rick. If there's anything going on with the finger, we'll see tonight. I don't believe.
Oh boy!
But my greater concern was the legs, and that's what it looked like he didn't have from the start of last game. So what, they have 2 days off in between?
You're not setting the table for an excuse, are you?
Oh no! I hate that your computer works that way.
His little finger.
No,
hurt.
It was more about you think
he's,
you know.
Again, he's Steph Curry. A little cut on his finger? Come on.
You ever have a show and you say...
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Something, and it doesn't go over, but you like it. Like, I do that all the time. Yeah, so when I gave you the analogy of the 15-round fight, and each game in the series is like the 13th or 14th round, fatigue sets in. That's what I feel like is going on in this series. So I'm hoping, and I'm a little you could sense the trepidation that I hope Curry is not hit a point to where the legs are kind of going, because Boston did nothing.
Because
it
then
was
he might
physically.
Take criticism.
No,
and
not,
that'll hurt
I'm
you.
I'm not saying that. I'm just it'll be more difficult to get the dub tonight if the chef is not in his best.
I mean, here's the other thing. I know nobody wants to hear this now, but to me, whether the Warriors win it or not, his legacy not only is safe. What happened this year with this team?
No doubt.
Like, but even elevates him more. The fact that he even got back to the finals.
But this, but you got to finish it.
Of course, of course. Let's go to Dino. Dino is in Walnut Creek.
Dub,
hey, Dino, how you doing, man?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. You know, I'm in Walnut Creek, but I grew up right up the block from Keysar Pub up in the Haight. So
nice.
Thanks you guys out there.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, man.
We holding it down for you. Make some noise. Yeah, we holding it down.
Love it, love it. Met Joe Montana and Roger Craig there one time, just sitting at the bar. It's an awesome place. Love it. Here's my question. Is tonight a storybook ending for the Warriors? Game six, Clay, coming off the injury from 3 years ago when he game six against the Raptors. Gary Payton, injured in the playoffs, coming back, making a difference. Steph possibly getting finals MVP. I don't want to put the cart before the horse. But, you know, I just want your thoughts. Do the basketball gods owe us this? I think so. That's manifested, baby.
I'll tell you what.
I need some tissue. Give me some tissue right there.
You Warrior fans, you know I love you.
Yeah.
You know I love you, Warrior fans, but really, the basketball gods owe you guys?
Yeah.
The basketball gods have been pretty good. They've been pretty good so far.
Not in 16.
Well, how about this? Like, you know, he said, is this a storybook ending? And I can't believe I'm saying this, but who says it's the end?
No, I told you that, but he's just talking about putting the exclamation point on – We didn't know what Clay was going to be.
Right.
And I got to say this to everybody listening and in here, who can raise their hand and say they knew Gary Payton II was coming back? When that was announced, I'm like, I'm no doctor, shocker. It's a wrap. Poor thing. And he came back and is having an imprint on the finals. Life is amazing. Never quit or let anybody tell you you can't do anything. Yeah. How about that? Yeah. That's real. I'm like, poor Gary Payton II, and now he's back. It's a Tim, you just.
I don't like working with Tony Robbins.
Whoa.
Hey, quitting gets a bad name.
Right. Tony Robbins. Sometimes. That's pretty good. Yeah.
Let's go out to, how about we go to Joe? Joe in Pleasanton. What's going on, Joe? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. All good. Long-time listener. First-time caller. Love your stuff. Just tired of hearing about Durant. What he meant to our team, he was great. I loved it. But how many titles has he won without Curry? Nobody's asked that question.
Good That's one. Real talk.
Touche. Touche, Joe. Good
and
point.
I don't even think you have to approach that. It's just you could make up injuries. Bottom line is we know it's killing Durant, just like it is LeBron.
I would assume.
Not to even be in the tournament.
I would assume it's killing every star.
Yeah.
It should be, anyway. Should be killing Embiid. Should be killing, I'll tell you who's. Middleton, you got hurt. You know what? Speaking of which, and I don't want to turn this. You know who I really do feel sorry for is Wiseman. I feel a little sorry for Wiseman.
I don't know why. I feel like if I would have said that to you, you'd have been, why?
I might have been.
That's my study, but explain.
I might have been.
Yeah, you're softening it up here lately.
Nah, it's just too bad that he couldn't play any kind of part in this.
Yeah.
And. I don't know.
You've been seeing the camera pan to him on the bench when they go to the timeouts. I'm like, man, I know that's rough.
I mean, now it's the point where it's like, well, what if he is good?
They say he's supposed to allegedly be playing in summer league.
Right. Yeah. Well, hopefully. I mean, listen, there's been a lot of players that have had tough starts to their career who have turned out fine. Let's hope he's one of them. Dead serious. Ron. Ron's in Redwood City. What's going on, Ron? Ron, how you doing?
Gentlemen, fine. Listen, thank you. I've been on hold for a while, and you ran that Cars for Kids ad, and I dialed that, and now they took my car away. No, they didn't.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to give you a number. Four. Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
No. I took out my car.
Ron must be thinking. Ron thinks he's talking to Dibley.
Wow.
He's running material.
Yeah.
He's running material.
Yeah. Good material.
Listen, two years ago, we won 15 games. And we are on the edge of winning our 16th postseason game this year. And today's date is the 16th. So I think we should wrap up the 16 today.
Wow. That's two nuggets right there.
That's math right
well,
there.
Know, here's one reason. So here's one reason to wrap it up, too, as long as we're using all these little coincidences. If they go to a game seven, it's going to be on Father's Day. And I won't even say it. About what happened on a Father's Day.
But wouldn't you fix that? You know, wouldn't you get a chance to rectify what?
True.
But then if you did,
nobody wants to take that chance.
Yeah, no doubt.
Nobody wants to take that
chance. That's why I'm so excited for tonight.
Yeah, me too. Shaka. Shaka's in Berkeley. What's going on, man? What do the Warriors need to do to win?
Man, they need no turnovers. No turnovers. Play consistent. Play that pick and roll. And it'll turn out right for him, man. I know y'all having the ball up there, man.
Hey,
I wish
Shaka,
I could
where
win,
you
y'all.
At? What happened to you?
Man, I'm
asking.
Man, I'm dealing with my moms right now,
okay.
Man.
We love you, then.
The I'm going to make the next one for Choke.
We got to get our boy on.
Go ahead, Shaka.
Duncan, you was talking about Tim Duncan the other day. Remember you talking about Tim Duncan? Steiny? The guy, you know, reminds me, before Tim Duncan, you remember Elvin Hayes? Because you're OG, too.
The
you remember Elvin Hayes?
Of course,
Big E.
He was, and they say Shaq was the most dominant. But do you remember Moses Malone? Did he go to college or came straight from high school?
Moses Malone went straight from high school to the ABA. Then he went to the NBA.
Right. He was a dominant player like Shaq too. He would get the 25 rebounds in the game, man. I just hope that we finish it today because last time on Father's Day was not a good feeling, man. And I don't want to see no Game 7. I want them to get this out the way tonight. All right?
I hear you. Thanks, Shaq. Appreciate it. Hey, can you do me a favor, Evan? Can you find out the turnovers for the series? Celtics turnovers for the series, Warriors turnovers for the season, series. Because
I think the points off turnovers is plus.
And that too.
Plus
that
55, I think, for the Warriors.
And you know what's funny is if there's been one theme over the last 7 or 8 years when this team doesn't do well, it's always turnovers. The one negative about this team that everybody talks about is turnovers. And I always try to say, well, they pass more than every other team. They actually throw more passes, and you're going to turn the ball over the more passes you throw. It's like there were years when Houston was the best team not turning it over. Why? Well, because Harden was just dribbling by himself
most of the time.
So I never thought the turnovers were like a really, really bad thing. Let's see. Evan says total turnover, Celtics 75, Warriors 64. Okay, so that's two turnover game advantage. Not huge, but I think last game was like 18-6, 18-7, something like that.
Tell me what you would you buy this with your last nickel? This is no shade at Boston. I am watching a great defensive team. This is coming out of left field, y'all. But what Memphis did with and without Ja Morant and how they made the Warriors look with those CYO turnovers, that may be a step up what Boston has done. So I'm just giving Memphis some love, Stoney, because Boston, as good as they are defensively, have not made the Warriors look like Memphis did on some nights to where it was like they're afraid to actually throw because of what they got and a lot of athleticism everywhere. No shade at Boston, but Memphis, I don't know if that was the best prep for the Warriors to play that Memphis defense before taking on Boston.
Yeah, Memphis was like a more explosive defense.
Yeah, explosive.
But the Celtics in the fourth quarter of game one, they shut down the Warriors. And then in the third quarter of game five, they shut them down.
And didn't get the dub.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't think it's a bad comparison.
We had two cameos. You missed them.
What do you mean?
Nick Friedell. You didn't see him because you're working.
No, I said hello.
And Shasky, Butcher Boy. Oh. He came in and laughed. Well, why did you come?
Oh, Shasky laughed?
Yeah. Oh. I'm like, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. This is hood. This Shasky's hood, I believe. Him and Bonte.
By the way, never mind. Let's go to
what was that? We want to know.
Well,
we want to know.
I'll tell you what. It has nothing to do with anything.
You looked at me like, oh, brother.
It has nothing to do with anything.
Okay.
And, in fact, if I tell you what I was going to say, I could just hear our boss saying, get back to Wiggins.
Okay.
Back to Wiggins.
We got the drop.
Okay, so
back
come
to
in
Wiggins.
Today, our great engineer, Tim Jordan.
The man.
The owner of the Kezar Pub.
Yeah.
Shasky.
Okay.
Tim Jordan was talking to the owner of the pub. And like San Francisco's a small town.
Yeah, okay.
If you grew up here, you grew up in San Francisco, you know everybody who grew up in San Francisco if they're from your neighborhood.
I love it.
That's what I wanted to say.
Exactly. Small if you grew up here.
And there's a bond between. And here's you know how I was saying I'm more Bay Area than you.
Yeah.
We were having fun that day, but here's what I will say: there is a bond among old school generational San Franciscans that know other old school, and it's just
I love it.
You know, Sal Castaneda, KTVU.
He's from the city.
Yeah, he's definitely a San Francisco guy. And everybody knows him, not just because he's on TV, but he just knows everybody. If you grew up in San Francisco and you stayed in San Francisco, you know everybody else who's done the same thing pretty much.
Look at our guy that walks in. What's your name?
Jamal.
I've seen a lot of shirts, but his says got rings, like get it, got milk.
Oh.
And it's the Warrior symbol on it, and you know they got rings, and they may add one. So, that's a bad shirt is all I'm saying,
so,
Jamal. Got rings.
Wait.
Yes, we do.
There's five of them there. Oh, you have the 40.
Yeah, five.
19. Oh, you're going back to 47.
Look at it. Yeah, so that might add one on there.
Because I think the NBA.
Uh-oh.
No, I think 46 is when they're officially okay. So
look at he knows. Well, that's, Jamal knows.
Well, that's the other thing. If the Warriors win tonight, they're going to have more championships than any NBA team except the Lakers and Celtics. Like, think about that.
Wow.
I mean, that's incredible. Yeah,
that is incredible.
Because the Spurs have five, right?
That's crazy. And it is crazy.
It's totally crazy. Yeah. Our main man, Mike from Michigan. What's up, Mike in Michigan? How you doing, man?
Hey, gentlemen. How you guys doing? I'm just over here in Fremont driving around. Steiny, I got to disagree with the Game 7 take. I don't want it. I just want to eat my tomahawk steak on Father's Day in peace. And not have to worry about warming it up later because I was too stressed to eat it. But my main point is I think that tonight's X factor is going to be Jordan Poole. And I'll tell you why, because I believe the way Steph shot in last game, the defense is going to gravitate towards him, but the defense is also going to be worried about Game 6 Klay. So that's just going to leave Jordan Poole wide open to get in the lane, create havoc, dish it to Looney, kick it to Wiggins. So I got Jordan Poole as tonight's X factor. He's going to be the Dante Hall. All right, guys, have a good one.
The what?
Dante Hall. Remember the old Kansas City Chief return man?
Yeah, I remember him. Does that mean break? That's what he did?
Yeah, he threw up the
X. Who am I thinking? Oh, you know who I'm thinking of? Dana Hall. Wasn't that a guy who played for the Niners in their defensive backfield?
Yeah, that's good knowledge.
Yes, somebody?
Yeah, no, you got it. I gave it to you.
Yeah, I thought so. Kyle Madsen, who produces the
Where's he at?
Willard and Dibbs, brings up a good point about the turnovers. And this is something, remember Keith Smart used to coach the Golden State Warriors a few years back? He used to talk about this all the time, the difference between live ball turnovers and dead ball turnovers. It is better for Steph Curry to throw a left-handed pass that lands in the fourth row.
That's it, wow.
As opposed to Jason Tatum trying to pass to a guy on the wing and the ball gets stolen by a Warrior. And that's why the points off the turnovers are favoring the Warriors, because even if you throw it out of bounds, even if you kick it out of bounds, Warriors can still set up their half-court defense. So, you know, those live ball turnovers kill you. And, in fact, I mean, you want to go way, way back in the day, and I don't know how many of you guys know this or not, but, you know, Keith Smart was a guy who kind of kept Steph down a little bit, made him work for all his playing time and stuff like that. And he used to always talk about Steph committed too many live ball turnovers. Remember with Steph, early in his career, he'd come over half court, they'd start to converge on him. He wasn't as strong as he is now. He'd get a pass tip, fast break the other way. When's the last time he did that?
Wow.
He doesn't do that anymore. He gets rid of it that split second before. Like, he's gotten so much better at that over the course of his career.
Nobody's going to believe me, but JD and you were rocking out yesterday. My son graduated high school yesterday, so I missed Justani. But on my list, Tim Jordan, you're looking at me. This is truth, because I'm watching these games back. I got two questions. Who invented the ball inbounding but the guard not picking it up until umpteen whenever they feel like it? Because I don't remember Magic. I don't remember Kevin Johnson. So that's that. And as much as I'm watching these games back, if I had a dollar for a live ball turnover, when did they start hammering that term on the telecast? Because that ain't always been around. But now you brought it up. Kyle brought it up. It's everywhere, the live ball. And I get it. I know what it means. The preference is the dead ball turnovers, but they are hammering that term home.
I want to say Chris Paul, maybe?
Live ball turnover. I'm like, good Lord.
No. You know who did it? Rondo did that. Rajon Rondo. If you don't know what he's talking about, it's like team inbounded. They roll the ball, and the guard waits to because the shot clock doesn't start until you touch it. So if you can roll the ball to half court, then you pick
it
up. You have 24 seconds in the front court to run your offense as opposed to catch it, dribble it up. But
number nine.
It annoys me too.
Yeah. So some teams are winning and do it. I'm like, now you're trying to be too cool.
Exactly. Yeah. And all right. Did you guys hear that? That come over the air? That was Spadone. Yeah.
Sounded like
you heard it.
Yeah.
He said, hey, gotta go to break. T Scal. All right, Brian Scalabrine. He stiffed us at 1:30. Now he wants to do it at 2, and I guess we're going to have to appease him on 95.7 The Game.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.